Hello, I'm Blaine Barton, and today I'm going to show you how to schedule backups, also to backup and restore from a Windows server or a Windows client machine using the Azure Backup Recovery Services Backup Vault. This demo covers the steps required to backup from a Windows server, a Windows client machine. It also covers the steps required to restore the backup files on the same machine and the steps required to restore the backup files on any other machine. Once the machine is registered, open the Microsoft Azure Backup MMC Snap-in. Click on Schedule Backup. Select the items which you wish to backup. Azure Backup on a Windows Server, Windows Client, for example, without System Center Data Protection Manager, enables you to protect files and folders. Specify the backup schedule and retention policy. Your choice of completing the initial seeding is dependent upon the amount of data you wish to backup and your internet upload link speed. If you plan to backup gigabytes or terabytes of data over a high latency, low bandwidth connection, it is recommended that you complete the initial backup by shipping a disk to the nearest Azure data center. This is called offline backup and is covered in detail in the Azure documentation website. If you have sufficient bandwidth connection, we recommend that you complete the initial backup over the network. And click Finish. Once the process completes, go back to the MMC Snap-in and click Backup Now to complete the initial seeding over the network. Once the initial seeding is complete, the Jobs view in the Azure Backup Console indicates the status. Recovering data on the same machine. If you accidentally delete a file and wish to restore the file volume on the same machine from which the backup is taken, the following steps will help you recover the data. First, you're going to go to the Microsoft Azure Backup Snap-in, click Recover Data to initiate the workflow. Select this server, your machine name option, as you plan to restore the backed up file on the same machine. You can choose to browse for files or search for files. Leave the default option if you plan to restore one or more files whose path is known. If you're not sure about the folder structure, but you would like to search for a file, pick the Search for Files option. For the purpose of this demo, we'll proceed with the default option. Select the volume from which you wish to restore the file. The screen enables you to restore from any point in time. Dates which appear in bold in the calendar control indicate the availability of a restore point. Once a date is selected, based on your backup schedule and the success of a backup operation, you can select a point in time from the time drop-down box. Select the items you wish to recover. You can multi-select folders and files which you wish to restore. Specify the recovery parameters. You have an option of restoring to the original location in which the file folder would be overwritten, or to another location in the same machine. If the file folder which you wish to restore exists in the target location, you have the option to either create copies, two versions of the same file, or overwrite the files in the target location, or skip the recovery of the files which exist in the target. It is highly recommended that you leave the default option of restoring the ACLs on the files which are being recovered. Once these inputs are provided, the recovery workflow starts, which restores the files to this machine. Recover to an alternate machine. If your entire server is lost, you can still recover the file volume on a different machine. The following steps illustrate the workflow.
The nomenclature used in the steps are as follow. Source machine, the original machine from which the backup was taken and which is currently unavailable. The target machine, the machine on which the data is being retrieved. Sample vault, the backup vault to which the source machine and the target machine are registered. Note, backups taken from a machine cannot be restored on a machine which is running an earlier version of the operating system. For example, if backups are taken from a Windows 7 machine, it can be restored on a Windows 8 or above machine. However, vice versa does not hold true. Click Recover Data. Select another server. Provide the vault credential file which corresponds to the sample vault. If the vault credential file is invalid or expired, download a new vault credential file from the sample vault in the Azure portal. Once the vault credential file is provided, the backup vault against the credential file is displayed. Select source machine from the list of displayed machines. As before, select either the search for files or browse for files option. For the purpose of this section, we will use the search for files option. Select the volume and date in the next screen. Search for the folder file name you wish to restore.
Here we're going to highlight the file, click Next, select the backup recovery option. Here we're going to paste in the paraphrase and click Recover.
Thank you for watching this demonstration.